to tell you, God is keeping me 38 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock and getting ready for none other than News and Views, brought to you by the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, 809 Harding Street, where my beloved pastor, the Reverend Dr. Robert M. Castle, is the very fine pastor of that great church and bringing us our News and Views. God bless you, my friends, as we come now here on the Mission Gospel Train and bring you none other than News and Views. And thank God for this, that, and the other things that's taking place here in the Texoma area. A lot of various anniversaries, and I always want to say a special God bless you to none other than Pastor White and Minister White there at the Bethlehem Baptist Church, understand, celebrating their appreciation this weekend. And thank God for you, Pastor White, Minister White, and all the good people at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. I'm waiting for here when Elder Brown, Sister Sam, will tell me soon and very soon how many years, but it has to be up in the 40s. I'm about 48, so he's been pastoring possibly around 40, 44 years there at the Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church there right here in Wichita Falls, Texas. And we want to say special God bless you to him. And I was reading in the paper about none other than our good friend Pastor Hunter and Sister Hunter over there at the St. Mark Church. So let me turn it over in the hands of none other than our dearest friend and verifying gospel announcer of all times throughout this country, who's doing a magnificent job keeping things going, and who is very well knowledgeable of making this thing go from one segment to another and keeping everything pulling. I'm getting a little bit better. I'm trying to learn these computer systems, but I'm going to tell you, it's good to have somebody on top of it and know exactly what to do. None other than the one and the only Elder Sameta Brown, better known to me here on MGT every Saturday morning for the past 10 to 11 years. And Sister Sam. Good morning to you, Sister Sam.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Tyson. And we want to say good morning to all of you who are listening to the Mission Gospel Train.
There you go.
Amen. 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 Once again, good morning.
Good morning
to everyone listening, as well as to our gospel conductor on this morning here in the studios of News Talk 1290 AM by way of Lone Star 102.3. In the land of Texoma, it is now time for our News and Views. And if you would like to contact us to send in your information, you can write to Mission Gospel Train Ministries, P.O. Box 248, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73101, as well as Mission Gospel Train Ministries, 2525 Kale Boulevard, Suite 200, Wichita Falls, Texas 76308. And also, if you would like to, of course, be a sponsor of certain portions or segments here at the radio station, you can call us, contact us, or even call Gap Broadcasting and let them know, hey, I want to be on that morning show Saturday morning, Mission Gospel Training. They'll know exactly what you're talking about, and they also will be able to assist you and direct you concerning advertisement and getting your word out concerning your organization. On today, we have quite a few announcements and things to remind you about that are going on today. One specifically, Sisters in Christ is already in progress. You can still attend. It's today at First Assembly of God, 3101 McNeil Street here in Wichita Falls, Texas. They're having their annual conference, and they're learning about the 12 sons of Israel and your position around the tabernacle. Sisters in Christ at First Assembly of God. Also, the New Jerusalem Baptist Church, where the pastor is Mr. Sunday School himself, the Million Dollar Man, Pastor Angus Thompson. They're having their annual community picnic. Now, we know how the clouds and everything look, but you know, we of course like to have and will have a good time. So everyone, it is a community picnic. It will begin in a couple of minutes, 10 o'clock to 4 p.m. Once again, it's at the New Jerusalem Baptist Church, 1400 Borton Lane. And then the citywide prayer outreach ministries is going to be held today at the Shiloh Baptist Church, 2506 Shepherd Access Road. It will begin at 1:30. And the speaker for the hour, she's going to be speaking about prayer and what else God has placed on her heart. It will be Sister Simon. And we speak blessings upon her as she goes forth, and as well as the prayers that go forth. And thank God for everyone who is also involved in that. Also, the air show, Shepherd Air Force Base is having an open house and air show on today and tomorrow. Now, I know how the weather looks on the outside, but this is a reminder. This is the some of the conditions that our military personnel flies in. So they have to know how to motivate and also navigate in all types of weather. And, you know, that is for our safety and our liberty. So go out and support on today or tomorrow. Now, you need to use the Missile Road entrance, and also make sure you bring a picture ID. The gates are going to open around. They should be open right now. So as you're heading on out, of course, be mindful as you travel, and have a blessed time, and show our military personnel that we truly support and love them. Greater Gospel Tabernacle Temple is having a program today. They're located at 317 Hilltop in Wichita Falls, Texas. The program will begin at 7:30 p.m. And everyone, of course, is invited. I don't have any specifics, but was just sent that information. We thank God for them getting it to us so that people can know, you know, the house of God is open for you to go and not just have a blessed time, but also to be built up and to also be set free and delivered. As we continue on about being built up, we're going to say congratulations to pastoral anniversaries that are going forth. As always, it has been mentioned, and we send love out to Pastor and Minister J.C. White, Momo and Pawpaw, as I call them affectionately. They are celebrating 44 years of ministry. We know it's been more than that, but at the Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, 112 Scurry Street, on tomorrow at 3 p.m., they will be concluding that anniversary celebration. Also, on tomorrow, the Providence Baptist Church will be honoring Pastor and First Lady Eddie Sermons. That program will begin at 3:30 p.m. and that church is located at 612 Floyd Street in Burkburnett, Texas. We say congratulations to them. And also we know about the leading up to this week is leading up to the pastoral anniversary for Pastor and First Lady Hunter. 1200 Trout Street, Greater St. Mark Baptist Church. And we say congratulations to them. I think it's 22 years that they are celebrating the work there on that corner, and we say God's blessings to each and every one of them. On tomorrow evening, if you aren't attending one of those services or have other things going on, you're invited to the New Birth Baptist Youth Explosion, which will be tomorrow evening at 3:30 p.m. The church is located at 301 North Rosewood in Wichita Falls, Texas. And this is a time, of course, for New Birth to celebrate their youth and you to go out and see what the youth of today are doing concerning the work of the Lord. Other activities and things to remind you about: the capital campaign for the food bank is going to begin October 15th. They're trying to build and expand so they can continue to feed even more people. So be looking for more information concerning that. If you want to find out personally, you can go by the food bank, 1230 Midwestern Parkway in Wichita Falls, Texas, or 940-766-2322. Now, this is a campaign kickoff for the food bank, which serves this area, not just Wichita Falls. So, of course, if you can give a can or two, a couple of dollars, then you will be benefiting this area. And we say God's blessings be upon you. Secure Your ID Day is next Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at the Chase Bank Tower. This is a time where you can go if you have not taken time to shred your documents, shred your paperwork. They are giving you an opportunity to have three bags or boxes shred for free from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. You can go to the Chase Bank Tower and they will be there in the parking lot. Looking into next month, we want to let you, if you have not heard already, the East of the Falls Community Development Corporation will be having their first annual ball. It's going to be the 14th of November